And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. A couple of great captains in the studio with us from Point Loma Sport Fishing. Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double and Captain Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell having a good time and talking yellowtail, local half day, tuna, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, it's been a great show, and just signs of this season that we have to come. You know, we're talking about how amazing the fishing is, both good bass fishing and even shots of yellows on the half day, and that amazing three-quarter day fishing with, I mean, the best yellowtail fishing, certainly the most consistent big scores of yellowtail, at least since I've been around, which admittedly has not been all that long, but I mean, I've been working down at the landing since I was in high school, and I don't ever remember limit style of yellowtail fishing every single day for weeks at a time. It's just awesome time to be going fishing, and it's a great time to be doing it, and we'd love to talk about it this morning. We want to hear from you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, lots of great stuff going on this morning. There's two ways you can get a hold of us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 or toll free at 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only will we be taking your phone calls, bringing great information, we're also giving away a really cool prize. And thanks again to Fred there. A trip for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. It includes all the gear if you need some gear. Trip for two to go get in on that great bass fishing, all the great stuff that's going on the Daily Double, and you are going to really dig that. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report by the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
What an awesome week again. I mean, it's like a tape recorder. It just gets better and better, but it's just there's no reason to not go fishing. You got to get on a boat. If you don't own a boat, get on the half day, three quarter day, overnight, something. You got to get out here, guys. It is absolutely incredible. I heard Ricky a minute ago talking about he doesn't remember a time. Well, my father, he's only been in the business for 75 years or something like that. He never remembers it this good.
So cool. So cool, Dave.
Indeed. Sounds like he was on a satellite phone. We lost him. So we'll pick back up with Dave real quick on his.
There you go.
I got you. Okay, you're back.
Yeah, I ran up to the bow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right here in front of Avalon just getting ready to go park on the spot. The fishing over here at Catalina, guys, is unbelievable right now. The yellowtail fishing is off the hook. Yesterday we had 28 fish up to 37 pounds for my guys. And it doesn't matter. On the way over here, you stop on a patty, you get some yellows on the patties. There's still bluefin all over the place. We watch them all day. It's like going to SeaWorld. There's just not a reason to not go fishing. I can't understand why you're not out if you're not going.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, the way to keep track of it, whether you're on the water or off the water, is fishdope.com. I check it twice a day, three times a day, every day. Those guys stay on it and updates on a regular basis. If you don't have a fishdope.com account, you better get on it because you save $20 right now using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW saves you $20 to get information right from Dave Hansen. And let me tell you, Dave gives it up. Right, Dave? I guess he went to the bow, but anyway, fishdope.com, and thank you, Dave Hansen, yoursaltwaterguide.com. Thanks a lot, Dave, for that.
All right, and that is going to wrap up our fishdope.com report, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. It's the big fish season, and the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook is your great hook for putting big fish on the deck.
Like those big bluefin?
She took the words out of my mouth, you know, seeing, you know, Joe Yama get 150-pound local bluefin tuna, U.S. waters. There's giant fish around right now, and now is not the time to skimp on big hooks because there are a lot of big bluefin around. Get that Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook at your favorite tackle store.
All right, Scott Sherman, Fifth Avenue Insurance, City Councilman Extraordinaire. What's up, Scott?
How you guys doing this morning? Great show.
Nice to see you down at Mossy Ford yesterday.
Yeah, no, that was fun, even though, you know, it's been a while since I've been on the water. I think my my short game on the casting is kind of getting rusty.
spending too much time on the Chargers.
Only one way to fix that.
Yeah, got to get on the water. You know, get this darn run in the city, get in the water, but it's part of the deal. Hey, just wanted to say good morning to Captain Fred and thank him for what he does. You know, I mean, he was talking about his bay trips earlier, and every year I've been very lucky to be out there with Captain Fred and the guys from Bloody Deck, you know, when we take the military kids fishing. And it's just, every year it's just an amazing trip. And, I mean, I have one trip with Captain Fred and those kids that I remember like it was yesterday, and I never pulled on a fish, but this kid hooked on something on the bottom. And we thought, okay, kid, it's a big ray. Knock yourself out. Have fun with it, and we'll come back to you. This 12-year-old pulled on this thing for, you know, 20 minutes, and when it finally came to the surface, we looked over the edge, and there was a big old doormat-sized halibut that we gaffed for the youngster. And, I mean, this thing was just about the same size as he was. I think it went 28 pounds, maybe 23, but it was just an experience of a lifetime for this kid, and we were just thrilled for him. And I tell you what, these kids get to forget that their parents are deployed, and they get them to know how much we appreciate the sacrifices they make on our behalf. And I just want to say thanks to Fred for what he does every year.
Well, thank you, Scott. I appreciate the kind words. And, you know, we're happy to see you in there working with the city. I know it's thankless, and you carry our message. And I think we're fortunate to have you there.
Well, I'm just doing it so you guys can keep doing what you're doing, and we keep the city in a good stead. So, you know, kind of what you do when you try and give back, right?
There you go, yes, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phone.
Charlie and Gardena, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for hanging in there with us, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Good morning, guys. Happy 4th of July.
Same
How's
you,
everybody
Joe?
Doing?
Excellent. Great.
I had a couple questions. One has to do with the yellowtail bite. I was in the yellowtail shootout last Friday, and they had we pre-fished some of those areas provided by Fish Dope, and we happened to see the Mission Bell on there, too. So, anyway, we could not get those fish to bite on Friday, but they did bite later in the afternoon, and I was wondering if it's a time-of-day thing right now, like the tide, or is it just all day right now?
Right now, it's all day. Actually, yesterday morning, I felt the fish were more aggressive. We'd see a little spot of fish yesterday in the morning, stop the boat, not really, you know, super optimistic about their chances of getting a bite, and the fish would attack us. They'd come out of nowhere, and we wouldn't see a whole bunch of fish, and we'd end up having to drift for 30 or 40 fish. It was amazing. You'd see a little scattered deal on the sonar for 8 or 10 fish on the sonar, stop the boat. Half an hour later, you got 30, 40 yellowtail on the boat. It was amazing. Especially in the morning, they were extra aggressive, and later in the day, we did see a little bit of fish that were a little bit, you know, not quite so aggressive, and we stopped a couple times, and when we didn't catch one, which was, yesterday was shocking. sometimes yellowtail can be really difficult, and look at fish all day long just to catch a little bit, but the last couple, 3, 4, 5 days, you see just a little tiny bit of fish, stop the boat, and they attack. It's been pretty fun.
Do you think this is a movement of new fish into the area? Is it the moon? Why has it been so good here?
They've moved. I don't know if they've moved. We are in a new area catching fish. Whether or not it's the same fish we've been on for the last 2 weeks, or we just moved into this new area and got stopped up short, I'm not sure yet. There's not a whole lot of coverage, really. There's only like 2 or 3 sport boats fishing the area. We've been fishing the islands. It's usually been 2 3-quarter-day boats and a long-range boat. We've been fishing around the American Angler and the Shogun a little bit lately. They've been out fishing the islands on their trips to finish up their trips.
Nice.
Some of the best yellowtail fishing on the coast right now is the Coronado Islands.
Wow.
And it's been kind of...
What Cedros was is now...
Yeah, seriously.
Back up here.
Yeah, amazing.
We like that.
I felt last year our good yellowtail fishing, you know, I look at the fish that we were catching... That's what I'm used to seeing on a 5-day trip coming off the American Angler, but we're doing it on a 0.5-day trip.
Yeah.
0.5.
Yeah.
This is amazing down there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Good. Time to go fishing. Thanks a lot, Charlie, for hanging in there. Appreciate the call this morning. Speaking of going fishing, you know, one of the situations, if you want to go on a longer trip or on any trip, has been availability. And trust me, guys, it's going to get only worse as the summer goes on. So not too early to book trips. For example, our next Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminar that has availability on it is a one-day trip on the Oceanside 95. We have a few spots left on that. It's Saturday, July 18th. It's a Saturday, and there's space available on the Oceanside 95 for a one-day overnight trip with all the Shimano gear and lots of swag to go along with it. Angler Center in Newport Beach is doing the bookings. You call them at 877-254-3183. Now, speaking of the Shogun, our skiff trip at the end of October is full, but I'll tell you what. They have a skiff trip right after ours in early November that should be just absolutely fantastic. A 6-day skiff trip that has availability. Check out ShogunSportFishing.com for more information on that. And then Angler Management, our good friend Bob, who's just putting the finishing touches on the bluefin out of Fisherman's Landing, has spots available on our Let's Talk Hookup one-day overnight six-pack trip on the Cabo. The beautiful Cabo 43 that they have over there in Mission Bay. Spots available on August 11th and August 25th. Call Bob at 760-310-7802 to grab a spot on that one. And also, while you're at it, all this availability is on our website, hookup1090.com. You go to our trips page, and you can look at all the information on all these trips, all the available trips, including our 2016 trip to Alaska, our 2016 May trip to Christmas Island, our Let's Talk Hookup trip, Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, is up there for this fall, 2015 in October. And as well, while you're on our website, check out all the great stuff on our page with our store. We have a great store on there now. And let me tell you, one of the hot jigs for tuna has been the Cedar Plug, right, guys? Cedar Plug is getting bit amazingly well. And the ones that have the Let's Talk Hookup logo on the side, this custom engraved Let's Talk, I mean, what tuna is going to resist plug that says Let's Talk Hookup, right?
Who wouldn't buy
some? So why wouldn't you have one of those? And so get those only on our store page at hookup1090.com. Phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, the phones truly are packed up. We're going to talk next up to David, who's calling us from Chino this morning. Hi, David. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, David. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, David.
Okay. Can you hear me? All right. Yeah, I just lost my fishing buddy, which was my brother, and I laid him to rest yesterday, but actually, I didn't lay him to rest because he says, you got to take everyone that's a fisherman in our family, go out fishing. Anyway, I was wondering, what does it run for about 18 people to get one in both, if I could get one?
Charter-wise?
Well,
yeah, charter-wise, yeah.
If you wanted to do a half-day trip on the Daily Double, our weekday rates are about $1,500. Weekends are more expensive. Saturdays, we're about almost $2,000, and a little cheaper on Sunday.
And okay. Is Point Loma available for charter too?
Yeah, Point Loma. You know, we like to reserve it for 3/4 day trips, so it's going to be a little bit more. But our short trips are on the double.
Mm-hmm. And you'll do charters on the Daily Double.
Oh, absolutely.
The one and only. Yes, you can have the whole boat to yourself.
Yeah,
We need.
Yeah,
$1,500 weekdays.
$1,500. So how would they, if they want to charter the Daily Double? How do we get a hold of you?
Point Loma Sport Fishing.
They'll do it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Area code 619-223-1627.
Sure.
My personal cell phone number, 619-726-2210. And
pick a date.
Yeah, and I tell my office to give my cell phone number out. It's funny, you know, we used to be so guarded at our minutes, but now, you know.
Wide open.
Call me. I tell my office, I don't care if somebody's asking for me, I don't care if it's a complaint about, you know, the bait that was on the boat, or if they want to book a $5,000 charter on the Mission Bell, just give them my cell phone number. I don't care. I'll answer the phone.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, and sorry for your loss there. Hey, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. I understand you went fishing.
Yeah, we got out the other day on the Impulse and decided to do something a little different. We knew everybody would be stacked up on the 43, so we got an early start and headed all the way out to the Butterfly to have a look out there. And there was a lot of signs of all the good stuff, but again, I think they're so keyed in on the red crab that we had a bit of a slow morning. We saw a couple patties just really stacked with yellowtail. We pulled through the Dolphin with everything going right and just hooked one jig fish at a time when you thought everything would bend over, but the morning was a bit slow. A couple of yellowtail up to 25 pounds and one school-sized yellowfin, and on the way back in, we decided to roll back up into the 226 and finished our day a little better inside there.
Nice. Good fishing.
Yeah, we managed to get one fish or more for every angler, so kind of keeping up with what's happening out there. But, boy, we sure saw them and had some fun out there.
That's fantastic. And this is just kind of one of the perks you do for your customers at Sport Fishing Financial, right?
Yeah, we had a good group of new prospects, and one of our clients, 80-year-old Jerry Farmer, was out there with us, and he managed to pull on a yellowfin tuna. So,
nice.
Yeah, we all got out there together, and the Impulse did a great job of covering a lot of ground, seeing a lot of fish, and at the end of the day, making sure we put some on the boat.
Impulse out of Dana Landing has a great six-pack charter boat, really solid, great, great operation there. And, Rick, what's your next opportunity to take people fishing with you?
July 31st is the next one on the books, and we're going to take the Impulse out again on a Friday night for Saturday fishing. And by that time, we keep thinking every day this is just going to pop wide open. Any minute it's going to happen, so I'm sure that's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah, and this is where you'll take your customers fishing for free, right?
Yeah, I cover the bill, and happy to do so for people we're doing business with. And, on a good trip, we may even catch enough fish to cover the bill.
There you go. Well, how do we get a hold of you if we want to get on that trip on the Impulse at the end of the month?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Always there on the website at sportfishingfinancial.com or on the phone, 949-481-1807.
Go fishing for free with Rick. It's a lot of fun. Thanks, Rick, for the report. Appreciate that.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right. Talk to you soon. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
Bruce in Escondido. You're up next on Let's Talk Cook-Off. Hi, Bruce.
Morning, Bruce.
Hey, thanks for your show. I've learned a lot about sport fishing over the years from listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, my question is, in the past when I fished in Mexican waters, I've always been out of charter. But now I'm fishing off my own boat. In the Mexican waters, should I be carrying my passport?
Steve?
Yes, you should. Mm-hmm. If you're within 12 miles of the coast, you need to have a passport and a visa every day.
If you're not on the coast, if you're offshore, fishing like we were talking about with Rick there, the 224, the 302, you don't need it, right?
That's correct. If you're more than 12 miles from some Mexican land, you do not need a passport, do not need a visa. But if you are within 12 miles of the coast, you do absolutely
need
a passport.
When you say land, does that include the Coronado Islands? No?
The most recent thing is, yes, it does include the Coronado Islands. The most recent thing that there's been a little bit of discrepancy, but the most recent thing that we've gotten from SAC is that it does include the Coronado Islands. So if you're within 12 miles of some dirt, you need to have a passport and a visa.
Okay.
We'll let you know when you come on our boats whether you need it or not. But if you're fishing from a skiff, you want to leave your options open. So
yes.
By all means, if I was fishing from a skiff, I would want that document.
Then you want to have that document as well as your passport, right? Yep. So just go ahead and do that. Just be safe.
It's easy.
Yeah, and it's easy to do. I mean, it's $22.50 or $23 for the visa, right? You can do it right online through our website or the SAC website. Relatively easy.
That's it, man.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. Phones are jam-packed. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander. The newest addition to their family, the 65-foot Commander, is a super clean vessel that is low to the water, with RSW fish hold and spacious galley, perfect for 1 to 2 day trips from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come experience superior customer service, the finest fish handling, and quality food aboard the Commander. The same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the fleet. Their slogan, "Compromise Elsewhere," says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sportfisher in her class, offering plenty of room with a rail. The Eclipse from Seaforth Sport Fishing sets the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book online at EclipseSportFishing.com or CommanderSportFishing.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride and hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here and always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Sierra is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish, available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, want to say I just heard the Cast Tours, our travel guys, they're out there. Happy birthday to Cast Man,
hey,
Richard Castaneda,
yeah.
From Cast Tours. His birthday, he's born on the 4th of July.
That's
how about
pretty cool.
That, huh?
Didn't get much of a chance to say it yesterday because we were going through a little technical stuff when Cast called to give the report. But I got to back up everything, Pete, that you said, and I heard you say it. Going on a trip with Cast is so carefree. When you're traveling to parts of the world that aren't necessarily known for running very smooth. It's so nice going with a guy. I mean, everything
Cass has a dial.
He does. I mean, from rides picking you up to flights at the airport to people helping you with the stuff and to not knowing, you know, you're in a foreign country and not knowing exactly what line to stand in to get your passport stamped. Like, it is so comforting going with a dude that is just dialed. And Cassman does it better than anybody else.
So happy birthday, Cassman. What is he, like 40 now?
Yeah, 45 maybe.
Anyway, I'll tell you what, the fishing up in Mammoth Lakes is outstanding right now. They are putting so much fish in the waters of Mammoth Lake up there, McMurray, and all the surrounding Mammoth Lakes basins. It's unbelievable how much fish they planted for this 4th of July, and I'm sure there's still a lot left in the lakes right now. You know, the Castmasters, Blue Foxes, the Twin Lake Special for fly fishing, mayflies, mosquitoes, everything's working. Inflated night crawlers, all that stuff. So visit mammoth.com where you can get all the information on that. But 4,000 pounds of trophy trout stocked in Mammoth Lake Basin this week and more coming next week thanks to the great people up at Mammoth Lakes.
I don't know that I want to admit this, but, like, I want to keep my fly fishing fix going. Like, after the Christmas Island thing, like, I'm in on that, man. I totally am. Like, I can totally see a Mammoth trip coming.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, the phone lines are literally packed solid. Every single phone line we have is busy. We're going to jump right back into those phones, and why don't we start it off with Dick, who's calling us from Chatsworth this morning. Good morning, Dick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I wanted to find out on that passport service, is there a phone number you can call them? And I've got a 2.5 day coming up, and can they verify from the landing email to the service to show proof that you are gone and then speed it up?
I've
got to wait for a birth certificate to come back, so it's a domino theory right now. Then I jump into the other book.
Yeah, well, you know, we need to start looking into that, because if you can maybe get a confirmation ticket from the boat that you're going on, perhaps that would work. I don't see why it wouldn't. You paid for a trip. It's like nothing different than going on a cruise or going on an airline or something like that.
All things, though, you're going to need to check with them. You know, I mean, obviously us not being part of the issuing agency, I mean, the one thing that I know, like, when I did it in a hurry, was having all of your ducks in a row before you got there made the process go much faster. So when you call this number, the toll-free number we'll give you, you know, get every bit of info you can. Show up with your passport photos. Don't go get them. You know, fill out all whatever paperwork they have. You know, have the appropriate copy of your birth certificate, because all of those things you will need to have to get a passport.
Now, this is in San Diego, and the number is 877-487-2778. In Chatsworth there is an LA agency.
Right.
You might try and look that up, try the LA agency, or even call that other number and ask them if they can refer you to the LA agency and see when you can get an appointment. It may be you have to drive to San Diego, because I know the LA office is much busier than the San Diego office.
And so, you can still go through your post office, which was always the means of getting a passport back in the day. I mean, that still exists. These are just options that are faster than that.
And
there's
many, many passport expedite services that you pay a few $100s to, that you can get it within 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I know my friend Ron Lane, and we were going surfing down to Mexico last year, and his passport was expired. And that's the other thing, too, is check your passport date. If you're going on a trip, especially on an airline, they will not let you on the airline if your passport has less than 6 months of expiration. So if your passport, you think, oh, I'm good, my passport's good, and you're going on a flight, you got to have at least 6 months on that. Some airlines will let it go, but most will not if you're traveling to a foreign country. So make sure you have at least 6 months on your passport. But anyway, he got this passport expedite service. It was actually in Chicago. Overnighted all the information to him, pictures, his old passport, etc. Within 48 hours, he had it back. Overnighted to him on a Saturday, and we got on the plane the next day.
There you go.
So that's it. So it can be done. There are ways.
There's probably a business opportunity for people that are doing passport expediting, and the price will probably go down as they start competing with each other. And it's you know, Google it.
Yeah, there are a lot of them there.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have somebody open an office down near the landings.
Yeah.
People that cater to fishermen. I'll bet they could do pretty darn well.
Yeah. Sure, if you dropped off your info to an inbox of Point Loma, there'd be a guy that'd be willing to take $100 and walk it through all the necessary things.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Paul, who's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's it going?
Good. What's up, Paul?
Good. You know, my dad used to take me fishing on the half-day boats, you know, many, many, many years ago, and now it's something I love to do with my son. And, you know, I was curious, you know, both for the half-day and three-quarter, you know, what proportion of people on there are regulars versus maybe first-timers or rent spotters?
You know, it's always going to vary, and what amazes me is our regular customers that are from Arizona. You know, they really? Come out every summer, and they stay in Mission Bay for a week or two. And, hey, Fred, one of the things we look forward to doing the most when we roll into San Diego is coming half-day fishing with you. And there's families that I've watched. There's one in particular, the Romleys from Scottsdale, Arizona. I watched Jeff start fishing between the top rail and the cap rail when he was 5 years old. And he's in town now. He's 35 years old. And,
nice. Yeah. Yeah. Grew up on the Daily Double with you.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the fan clubs.
I'm sure you have stories like that, Steve, too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regular customers is wonderful.
Watching kids grow up. Reggie,
you know.
Yeah.
Simi Valley.
Yeah. And coming down from Simi Valley to fish with us all the time and just going from a new customer to a regular customer to a charter, bringing out his friends and family. It's fantastic. Bringing out his dad, catching his biggest deal ever.
And that's such a rad story. Good for you, Reggie.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Paul.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Chris, who's calling from Claremont this morning. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. I just had a question regarding the fishing on the half-day boat. It regards the fact if I bring out my bait, will they get pissed off if I try different things like squid and, you know, crab, something like that, or do I need to bring enough for the whole party group?
No.
Fred's going to get really pissed off.
No.
I don't think Fred gets pissed off at anything.
Yeah, no, it takes a lot to get me fired up. You know, we generally have squid available. The bait this year, it's been quite a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. I think our calico bass fishing would be better if we had a nicer choice. We've seen some great anchovies go through this year. Right now we're at pinheads. Sardines have been tough. You know, they're trying to keep the big boys in sardines
they've been doing the best.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody does it better than Abraham Brothers, but man, what a challenging year for them.
Yeah. Well, last year amazed me how they kept up with the demand and the bait that rolled in on the beach. It amazed me that in the morning they go down to a spot, catch anchovies, and then in the afternoon they go back to the same spot and catch sardines, which, you know, typically they're going to one area or another, but to have a morning catch of small bait and then an afternoon catch of sardine in the same spot, you know, those guys told me that, Fred, that's really unusual to catch, you know, on the same spot two different types of bait.
Yeah.
And, you know, the red crabs this year, there was a point when we're trying to catch calico bass that, you know, the kelpers were just littered with red crabs. And the analogy I made, you know, trying to get a fish to eat an anchovy, it's like going to a free lobster buffet and saying, who wants to buy a hot dog?
You know,
the bait, we had squid last week, that was given to us from the Vagabond. They caught it up at Clemente, and, that sure opened up the sand bass bite.
Yeah.
You know, I had a week before last where we had limits of sand bass and it got started on squid, but then it folded over into an anchovy bite. So.
Yeah. The demands on the bait company, Everingham Brothers and all the bait companies up and down the coast, 2 hour wait, I heard on, 4th of July and Friday and Saturday. I'm sure it was big yesterday too, but, you know, one thing I'll say, our guys on the receiver there, Henry and all the guys, Chris and all the guys on the receiver there, take care of those guys, man. Those guys are,
they're
their
solid.
Arms are sore.
Yeah.
And, you know, give them a nice tip and thank them for being there, because they're doing a lot of sacrifice in that job to be out there and scooping bait for you. Can you imagine a 2-hour wait scooping from 4 a.m. to 10?
Till they get off.
Till they get off, right? Like, basically, I mean, they're building up some muscles there, right?
Well, and they're having to juggle a lot of stuff, too.
A lot.
You know, there's all our little businesses, you know, all our boats, and we look at them, and, you know, we all want our piece. You know, I know Steve needs a fair amount of bait to get those yellows fired up.
Sure.
Like he was talking about earlier, there's sometimes when the fish just come out of nowhere and charge you, and there's other times when, you know, he's trying to get on top of a spot and chasing him down with the sonar, and once he does put the boat on top of them, they got to let some bait go to get them to react, to fire up.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not just what goes on the hooks. It's what it takes to get them going. Some days it's easy. Some days it's like, he needs some bait. That Mission Mel's got a good bait capacity. You know, it takes some bait.
So be nice to the guys on the receiver, because they work really hard to make it happen for us.
I'll tell you, some of those guys driving those bait boats, too, they have brass, man. Because I was fishing in tight to the beach a while ago, and way inside of us, you just see this giant boat trying to set a net in crazy shallow water. Like, I wouldn't take my skiff where you see this giant 60-foot, 65-foot steel boat with net and crew and people, and they work their butts off for it.
Yeah,
and they really, really do. And thank God we have them, because the alternate would be us catching our own bait and not having it. And it's something we take for granted. You know, you get frustrated because you wanted the world's most perfectly cured sardines, and we all do. You know, we all want the same thing, but boy, the opposite would sure be a whole lot worse than having maybe not the single most ideal every time.
You bet.
And the way they bring the bait on, you know, they open doors on the side of the boat. They don't rail it. They open the doors.
They practically sink the boat.
It's a controlled flooding.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're in the surf line.
Exactly.
We got this big net in the water, and now we're going to open doors on the side of the boat and let all the water and all the bait in.
Yeah, there you go.
Brass, dude.
Thanks for the call this morning.
How about we jump right back into them? This time we're going to talk to Mike, who's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Hey, my question is the parking lot able to handle the influx of the anglers, the overnighters, three-quarter and the half-day? And is there any advice on the parking?
It's gotten better.
Yeah,
it has. The port just did a $3.2 million project, and the area on North Harbor Drive, they knocked down the pretty trees in the middle of the island and on Harbor Drive, and they're added parking. It's free right now. I think there's talk about it being metered.
Yep.
And it's 72-hour parking. And then, you know, the Westies lot across the street is still there. They've got some equipment in there kind of tying up some of that.
Yeah.
But
there's more parking now than there has been.
Plenty of parking.
It's still,
Best it's ever been.
It's still there. I mean, still not a bad idea to get there early just to make sure you secure your parking spot. But it's better than it has been ever in my recent memory.
Yeah,
certainly.
That's a
fact. Right, Steve?
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, that you know, that just for people that don't know, the Westies lot, which that parking lot that's in between the Best Western and the Holiday Inn, it's kind of split in half right now. Half of which is where they're storing their construction equipment for doing the project, but the other half that's still open is completely free parking. Also, so
it used to be paid.
Yeah, it was always that was always a paid spot. So that's now all free.
And if you're going on a long range trip, more than 72 hours, that would be the place you want to park.
Well, and you can get a permit from the landing office or from the boat that you're going on that shows you're there for longer than that period of time.
Westies lot.
Exactly. So if you're going on, because there's a date for the amount of time, but they made an exception for those going on long-range boats. So just check with whatever long-range booking office you're going with, and they'll get you filled in on how to get a permit to stay longer than the 72 hours.
But not on the street parking.
Correct. No,
that
it's
is
in the
still
lot.
72 hours.
You got it.
Yeah,
exactly.
They will tow, so be careful. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. Dave and Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining
us. Got
it.
Let's talk about hooks for a second. You had a promotional commercial a little bit ago talking about gamakatsu hooks and all that, but when we're talking yellowtail compared to yellowfin and bluefin, are we using the same hooks?
Steve, what do you recommend?
You certainly can use the same hooks, absolutely. I'm kind of a, when it comes to hooks, I'm kind of a minimalist. I just like a good old mustad hook, a 2-aught mustad hook is what I'd recommend. The gamagatsus are fantastic hooks. They're great hooks. 2-aught hooks is what you need.
J-hook or circle hook?
For yellowtail, I like J-hooks. For yellowtail, I don't like to, you know, for the tuna fish, you have a little bit more teeth and all that, and you're trying to put that hook in the corner of the mouth, and the circle hook is kind of a thing. But for yellowtail, not as much teeth, and why eliminate 90% of the mouth as a place to put your hook? I'm a J-hook guy when it comes to yellowtail, for sure.
All right, very good. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Greg and Ramona, you're up next on the show. Hi, Greg.
Morning, Greg.
Take my call. So I'm going to take a couple of my nephews fishing. They're teenagers and never been fishing before. What's the better value, the three-quarter day boat or the half-day boat? And do you rent spinning equipment?
Well, we do not rent spinning equipment. It just depends on, boy, that's a tough question, the value. The half-day boat's a great place to get your feet wet and start out and get a feel for things and, you know, see if you want to take the three-quarter day. The three-quarter day boat is a bit more expensive, you know, but we have had some fantastic yellowtail fishing. You know, it just kind of depends on what you're looking for, whether you want to, you know, 6 hours or, you know, a 12-hour trip. It's up to you. I mean, where you see the value.
Greg, I will say this. With the way this season is going, you are not going to make a wrong decision between one of those or the other. You know, let your time and your budget and your want make the decision because both of them are really good value trips. I mean, if you compare what the sport fishing experience is for your dollars compared to any other, you know, activity like that, and, you know, go travel somewhere and see what it costs to take a tour or a trip or a thing, something that's far less interactive than what you do and multiple people there, you know, being crew member and captain there to help you along and, you know, getting to bring killer product home. The value between that and most of the other, you know, social activities that you do outdoors, the value is huge. It's so much better than whatever your thing is. Go on a cruise ship and take a tour for a day. It's just not even a comparable thing.
There's so much competition here, and we all are vying for the customer's dollars. And, you know, our competitors are good, and, you know, we fight to stay with them, and there is not a better value for the customers than what happens in San Diego.
No question.
And I feel that heart, you know, that's a heartfelt, you know, as a businessman, what a great value for our customers.
And how much is a ticket on the Daily Double for a half day?
We're $45.
$45. For adult. Okay, yeah. So if you could call it entertainment, you go to a golf course, where can you play golf for $45? And this is like, you know, there's not. We're not comparing. We're kind of comparing, you know, recreational activities.
I was
at the fair a week ago today, and my 13-year-old said, gee, Dad, you know, it's kind of expensive to buy food here, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's like,
you can drop $45 really fast there.
Well, that's, on him.
Yeah.
You know, pull up for rides and, you know, give me $100 in ride tickets for my two kids. And, you know, it's a great
very
value.
Good value. Talking about value, how about fishing? Anywhere else in the world, see what it's like to go fishing in Hawaii or Florida or Louisiana. I mean, there's nothing that offers, you know, when you could make your entire day for a couple people on a $100 bill with all of the food and two people going and all the gear and the light. I mean, you can do all that on $100. There's no way you could do that anywhere else.
That's a fact.
We're very lucky where we live.
And if that's not enough, you know, our regular customers, we offer a ticket booklet, you know, 10 tickets for what are we at? $320 on the half day.
Wow, that's cool.
And then give us two of those, and we'll let you out on the three-quarter day. You know, but then you have to pay for your permits and stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Great. So
very cool deal.
And you can use them on. You don't have to use them all on one person. You can use them on multiple people.
No. One person.
One person has to use all 10.
Yeah, that's the catch on.
All right.
That's awesome.
That's not a catch. You're going to go fishing, and you want to go three-quarter day fishing too. You have the option. Very good.
Like
Thanks a lot for the call. Harry in La Jolla, just about 30 seconds left for you, Harry.
Oh, I wanted to thank you guys for your presentation that you had yesterday.
you invite some really incredible people on your show, and I'm wondering, have you given any consideration to having a prize of allowing somebody to come into your in-studio and observe and get to see faces attached to names?
Well, no, haven't considered that, but, you know, you'll probably
be something to consider.
You something to consider. You'll probably realize why we're on radio and not TV. Right?
Exactly. You don't want to see this, Harry.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing aboard the Daily Double. A trip for two, including your gear. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Fissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The big winner of the half-day trip for two is going to Gary in Ramona. Congratulations. You are going to love fishing aboard the Daily Double.
Indeed. And Fred, fishing aboard the Daily Double, how do we do it?
Point Loma Sport Fishing, and you can reach them at area code 619-223-1627.
Okay, and fishing aboard the Mission Bell or the Point Loma as an option, too. What do you think, Steve?
Absolutely. Come on down. Same place, Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
There for ready to take your fishing.
And you can book right online for both of those boats,
absolutely,
right? Daily Double as well as the Mission Bell.
Yes.
And you'll be putting the Point Loma on soon,
yes,
for offshore trips.
Yes.
Yes.
Three-quarter day offshore trip.
Yes.
How about that?
It's too good not to drive down to get in on this yellowtail fishing right now. It's that good.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fabulous year.
Yeah, it is.
We're just...
Come on. Bring it. All right.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys, for listening today, and thank you for listening today. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday right back here on the Mighty 1090. Next Saturday, a special mystery guest will be right here in the Mighty 1090 studios. We'll let you know as the week goes on our Facebook and our website page who that mystery guest is, but we're going to keep you in a little bit of suspense right now. But next Sunday, you heard it, the guys from Dana Works Sport Fishing, Captain Mike Hansen, Captain Brian Woolley will be here next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week, because Bike Week Radio is next.